When teacher Mark Fogelquist began to offer mariachi classes to immigrant high school students, he was surprised by what soon began to happen.
When the kids would come up from rural Michoacan not knowing a word of English, and many of them not knowing the entire alphabet, they would sit in the back of the classroom with their, you know, with their heads bowed down, staring at the floor. And when they got into mariachi music, their pride came out, and it made them feel a strength in who they were.
In this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center, Fogelquist and his students reveal just how much power a song can pack.
Hello, my name is Roberto Alvarez, and I play the guitar for Mariachi Chula Vista. Chula Vista High School is about 15 minutes from the U.S.-Mexico border in Southern California. The first notes, the trumpets, the violins, all playing together, it just gives you such a feeling of excitement, such a rush. The title of the song is El Cihuateco. Cihuatlán is a city in Jalisco, and the first verse says, atop of Cihuatlán, where they call it Hidden Waters, is where the Cihuatecas, the girls from Cihuatlán, go to bathe. And they belong to my heart.
Ay, no, no, ay, sí, ay, no, de veras, sí, de veras, no, lo que te dije se te olvidó, al cabo sí, al cabo no.
Hi, my name is Marta Ramirez, and I play the vihuela, and I'm also a singer for Mariachi Chula Vista. It's kind of weird that, like, young kids like us are playing mariachi music, since everybody's listening to, like, hip-hop and rap. But, yeah, it makes me proud, and it makes my mom proud, and it's, like, music that came from way back. And it kind of, like, never dies off.
This group performs every weekend. We've done 110 performances since September, and we do this to raise money to go to mariachi conferences and so forth. So it gives them a goal, but it's also very hard work. When they're on their fifth performance on a Saturday night, you know, they left the house at 10 in the morning and it's midnight and they're still cranking out songs. Some of them would like to be home, but once they go to a mariachi conference and they feel the power of what they're doing, then the grousing and the complaining stops and they say, we have to do this.
Before mariachi music, my life was like boring and I didn't do anything. And now I'm playing music and I'm learning stuff. It made me better in school, like better grades, and I discovered that I have talent.
Mariachi has given me so much potential. Even though it's only been about 4 years, you don't realize how much you've done, how many people you've entertained with the music that you love, how many places you've gone and seen. It just gives you a great feeling at the end of the day.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center.